is a very difficult zoyar. In Chelek Beis, Kuf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, that says regarding the pasuk of Tadshei Haaretz Desha, going back to Parshas Bereishis, it seems to link this inyan of Tadshei Haaretz Desha to Yom Kippur. The lashon of the zayar is Vayomer Elokim Tadshei Haaretz Desha Esev Mazir Azir Eitz Pri, that Hashem had grow from the ground the grass and so on, trees. So the Zohar says, "Haynu dichsiv v'inisim es nafshei seichem b'tisha l'chodesh bo'erv." This is what the pasuk says, that one should fast on the 9th of Tishrei, the 10th of Tishrei, the whole mitzvah of Inoy v'Yom Kippur. So of course, this openly needs a hesber, the connection between these two pesukim. What does Yom Kippur have to do with Tashrei Aretz Desha? There's also another difficult medrash amongst medrash pliyas, also on this pasuk of Tashrei Aretz Desha, which says as follows: Kevin Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe came v'ra ha-pasuk Tashrei Aretz Desha, he saw the pasuk in Torah Tashrei Aretz Desha. Bacha v'ra ha-chorben, Moshe cried, and he saw the chorben Beis HaMikdash. So this needs an explanation as well. So, as a Pesach into understanding this sugya, Rashi mentions on that pasuk Tashrei Aretz Desha, on the latter part of the pasuk, that it says, Eitz Peri Oisa Pri, that Hashem Yisroch instructed that when the trees would grow from the ground, that they should also have a taste. Tam Eitz Ketam HaPri, that the tree itself should taste like the fruit of the tree. However, when they emerged from the ground, the Torah tells us, Eitz Oisa Pri, that the peiros, the tam of the peiros, was there, but the time of the eights was not. And the first time deal with this question, in terms of the bechira of the eights, why is it that it did not listen to the tzivui of eights pri? What is this all about? And furthermore, we know at the end of this day, Hashem Yisbarach says, at least it says about Hashem Yisbarach, Vayara lakim ki toif, that Hashem saw that it was good. How could we say about this ki toiv if it didn't listen to the mitzvah of Hashem? Furthermore, Chazal tell us, it's a lashon in the Zohar Chadash, Noyach moser nafsho al ha'aretz l'hoitziya mikel alasat, that Noyach was moser nefesh in order to free the ground, the earth, from its klala. This of course goes back to the Chiddush of Adam HaRishon, that after Adam was chayte, he was cursed, and the ground was cursed. Noach was meiser nefesh for the aretz to free it from this klala. Why is it that Noach dedicated himself, devoted his life, to this inyan of freeing the aretz from its klala? And lastly, Noach could have been saved in many ways, and Hashem Yisbarach told him to make a teva. And the Mefarshim deal with why was it that Noach was required, that it was necessary to build a teva, if the Gemara in Tzvachim tells us that there was no Geshem, there was no rain in Eretz Yisrael. Couldn't have Noach gone to Eretz Yisrael. But furthermore, why a teva shel eitz? Teva shel eitz was the means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Noach. So to explain, b'siyata d'shmaya, let's understand a very interesting observation that the Torah Kedoshah has in the beginning of Parshas Noach. When Hashem Yisroch tells Noach that he's going to destroy mankind, destroy the world, the pasuk says, "Vatishachis ha'aretz ifnei ha'lokim," that the aretz was nishchas before Hashem, "Vatimalei ha'aretz chamas," and the aretz was filled with chamas, "Vayar lokim es ha'aretz," Hashem saw the aretz, "V'hinei nishchasa," and it was nishchas, "Ki hishchas kobasa zaka al ha'aretz," that the aretz had a hashchasa, "Vayar malokim l'Noach," Hashem said to Noach, "Keitz kobasa balvan ki mala ha'aretz chama b'ptein, v'hinei nimashchisa mes ha'aretz." What's interesting about this declaration that Hashem makes to Noach, that Hashem is going to destroy the world, the focus, the emphasis is on the Aretz. So we tried to highlight in reading those psukim the fact that the Aretz, that word Ha'aretz, is repeated 6 times over the course of this conversation. That Hashem doesn't say he's going to destroy Bnei Adam as much as he says he's going to destroy the Aretz. The Aretz is Hamas. The Aretz is Nishras. So what is this all about? So the aside of this shir really focuses on the following Torah from the after of the Oiv Yisrael. But then I saw that it was quoted also in the name of the Alshech, in the Maran, the Gur Aryeh, and the Bei Maim Chaim. Other tzaddikim can go with this explanation, this beautiful understanding of what we were ma'ir, the chait of the Aretz, the chait that the Eitz was oisapri, that it was the Tama Eitz was Shalika Tama Pri, that it didn't listen to that Tzivoy of Eitz Pri. So the after of an Oiv Yisrael writes, a Bahayr Lev, let's pay attention to this, but Emes Ha'aretz Lechata Klav, that really, although it would seem that the Aretz made a chait, it really wasn't a chait at all. Adarabba, Asista Avdus Gadol Mesiris Nefesh Bazeh. This was an act of Mesiris Nefesh on its part, and an Avdus Hashem, for the Chasa Al Kekula V'chvayda, that it put itself on the line, so to speak, for Adam HaRishon, and it didn't care about its own covet and its own klala. As Chazal say, Gadol Aveir Lishma. It was along the lines of Gadol Aveir Lishma, which the Gemara says is greater even than a Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. Why? So he goes on to explain that Adam comes from the Adama. In order to be chas and covet Shemaim and the covet of the Adam, that Hashem should be lenient in the judgment of Adam HaRishon when he would come to eat from the Eitz Hadas, that the Adama struck first, it did an Aveira, L'shem Shemaim Niskavna, so that Hashem would take out its fury against the Adama and not the Adam. Why? Because the Adama was Chayte first, and therefore that first initial frustration, Kivyacha, would be against the Adama. But since he adds that the Adam comes from the Adama, hence he's called Adam, like the Torah says, because he comes from the Adama, so there would be an excuse that Adam would have that he was Chayte, because the Adama was Chayte first. This was the great Mesiris Nefesh, the Gadol Aveir Lishma, on behalf of Adam that the Adama made. With this we can understand and explain why it is that after Adam HaRishon was Chayte, and we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first turns to the Adam and he says, why did you do this? He says, it's not my fault, it was the Isha. The Isha says, it wasn't my fault, it was the Nachash. Then Hashem curses the Nachash, curses the Isha. And when he swings back to Adam HaRishon, as we're getting to the core, to the root of this chait, Hashem says to Adam, what? Arura ha'adama bavurecha. And we can explain these words, and it's fascinating how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving a klala to Adam, like he gave to the Nachash, like he gave to the Isha. He says, Arura ha'adama. That really what gets the klala is the Adama. Really, Adam should have been the one hit by the klala. But what we see here is the Sisayid of the Oiv Yisrael and the other tzaddikim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is pointing fingers to the Adama, and he says to Adam, I understand that the reason why you were chayte was because of the Adama, and that's why the Adama is going to have the klala. But yet Hashem acknowledges that the chait of the Adama was on behalf of Adam HaRishon, and that's why he says, Arura ha'adama ba'avurecha. Ba'avurecha means because of you, or for you, the Adama is going to have a klala. Now we know that the Dor HaMabul repeated the mistakes of Adam HaRishon without getting involved into that sigya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, reset, we're going back to the beginning, I'm starting with a Nayach again, just like I started with an Adam. And again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was observing the massive of the world at the time, the Hashchasa and the Chamas which filled the land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes notice, going back to the Psukim which we quoted before, Vatishachis Ha'aretz, Vatimalei Ha'aretz, Vayar Elokim Es Ha'aretz V'nei Nishchasa. The blame falls on the Aretz because it was Chayte first. And that's why it says Ha'aretz 6 times in that context. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering, he's recalling, that the klal of the Adam, that the state that Adam and Bechlal, mankind, fell into, this terrible state, was due to the fact that the Adama, that the Aretz was chayte. This would explain why after the Mabul, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he finds appeasement in the Mizbeach, and the Karban of Noyach, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Noyach, in response to that, Lo Yosef, I will not continue. Lekalles ha'adama bavur ha'adam. I won't repeat this klala that I bring to the Adama because of the Adam. Because of the Adam. It's that lashon again, like we found by Adam Harishon, Arura ha'adama ba'avurecha, Hashem says Tanayach, I will not continue to be makalal es ha'adama ba'avur ha'adam. That the Adama takes the blow on behalf of the Adam, that I won't repeat. And getting back to our questions, based on this yesod which we're seeing here, that the Adama was chayti bavur ha'adam, and that was an aveir lishma. So that means to say that the reason why Adam HaRishon has some type of an oynish kal, perhaps you can even say that, and the mafresh my bother with this, didn't Hashem say to Adam that when you eat from the Eitz Hadas mois tamos that you're going to die? Yet Adam doesn't die, he's just banished from the Gan. But the pshat is that that was only because the Adama was chayte bavurai, that there was a kula in the oynish of Adam HaRishon, that he zeichet to a kapara and a way out because of the mesiras nefesh of the Adam. So this we can go back into address the questions we were ma'ir before. The Zayar said, "Vayomer Elokim Tatshei Aretz Desha Isa Mazir Azera Itz Priya." Quotes the pasuk of Tatshei Aretz, then it concludes, "V'inisim Es Nafshasecha Matish B'Chodesh Vayav." That we have Yom Kippur. How do we have Yom Kippur? Is it because of Tatshei Aretz Desha? The Torah says yes. That this inyan of Eitz Oitz Pri, which the pasuk quotes, that it did an aveir lishma, that allowed for the kapara of Yom Kippur. Which is really in its root, it's a kapar for the Chedid Eitz Hadas. The Chedid Eitz Hadas is on Rosh Hashanah. The kapar for that is Yom Kippur. So the Zohar is telling us that the schus of Yinizim Es Nafshay Seichem, the schus of the Inay of Yom Kippur, which comes from Machapah the Chedid Adam HaRishon, is due to the fact that on that mitzvah of Tatshei Aretz Desha, that Hashem said Eitz Pri, and it went Eitz Oitz Pri, that's where Yom Kippur comes from. That's why there's this kula, Arur Hadam Abav Urecha, the Pesach around the region that have kapar for the Chet of Adam HaRishon. This helps us understand the Medrash, that Zayar Chadash. Kishabah Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw the Pasuk of Tatshei Aretz Desha, he cried about the Churban. That he saw the Churban. What did he see about the Churban? He saw that the Aretz took the blow so that Adam should be able to walk out free. And that's exactly what happened by Churban. Chazal tell us that when it came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Eshbach es chamasi, I'll take out my wrath on Eitzim V'advanim, which is the Beis HaMikdash, so that B'nai Yisrael shouldn't have to suffer the blow of the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we see here is that the Beis HaMikdash, the Karka, that it took that Oynesh, it took the Klala on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But notice that the Medrash doesn't refer to the Beis HaMikdash as Beis HaMikdash, it calls it Eitzim V'advanim. It refers to it as the ground, as the karka, even as eitzim. It calls it the eitz. That the eitz, the avanim, the karka, the aretz, it took the blow in order so that B'nai Yisrael should walk away. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw in that pasuk Tatshei Aretz Desha. He saw Churban Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash would have to be destroyed, but the nechama in that is B'nai Yisrael able to walk away free. And that goes back to what we said, Vayar Elokim Ki Tov, that how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu say about Yom Shlishi that everything was good? That he observed the day and he said, Ki Tov, what's so good about the fact that the Adama didn't listen? That it wasn't Eitz Pri. But the Pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the intention was L'Toiva. And he saw that this was going to be where the Yeshua of Adam HaRishon comes from, the Yeshua of B'nai Yisrael comes from. So therefore Hashem says about that, I see the Kavana L'Toiva, Gadol Aveir L'Shma, Vayar Elokim Ki Tov. So what we see from here is that Adam HaRishon had a Hatzalah, and Noach has a Hatzalah, all because of the Aretz. But this explains why it is that Noach was Moser Nefesh for the Adama. The Zohar Chadash told us, Noach Moser Nefesh ala Aretz lahitziya mikol alasa. Noach was Moser Nefesh for the Adama to be Moser from its Klala, because the Aretz was Moser Nefesh for Adam. The Aretz was Moser Nefesh for Noach. That Noach was able to live because Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't see the Hashchasa of the Bnei Adam. He saw the Hashchasa of the Aretz. And really Hashem took his wrath out on the Aretz. But because of that, Noach was able to have a Hatzalah. Just like Adam HaRishon was able to have a Yom Kippur, like the Zohar said, because of the chet of Eitz Oitz Pri. But that would have to mean that Noach also had a Yeshua and a Hatzalah due to the Isin Es Nafshei Seichem, that there was a Bechina of Yom Kippur here by Noach. And that's true, because the Zohar tells us, Vatana Chateva, Vatifta Chateva, that the Teva says the Zayah is Da Yom HaKippur. It wasn't that Noach Stam had a Hatzalah in the Teva. It wasn't just a freebie. Noach had to suffer. And the reason why he suffered, because that's a Bechin of Inui. That's the Inui of Yom Kippur. Noach had a Kapara because he was in the Teva, but that Teva was a Bechin of Yom Kippur. That's why he had to suffer so much in the Teva. Chazal tell us that it was very difficult 12 months. That he was coughing blood and he never slept. He had to deal with the animals and he was maimed by the Ari. And the Gemara says, Eliezer said to Noach, how were you able to survive all those years and all that entire year with such difficulties, such challenges? That's all because it's the Inui of Yom Kippur. And that's my room, isn't that which the Torah says? Mibayis u'mibachutz ba'koifer. Koifer can mean tar, but in this context it means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he lined the Teva with koifer, which is the kapara of Yom Kippur. That he had to go into the Teva, into Yom Kippur, to have his kapara, and it wasn't just stam that he was able to go free. It was because he suffered the inay of Yom Kippur, that's why he was able to have kapara. Well, with this we can explain again why the Teva was eitz. The reason why the Teva was eitz was because it was the eitz originally which made the Mesiras Nefesh on behalf of Adam. That it was eitz Eisa Pri, that the eitz said, I'm not going to have a tam, only the Pri is going to have a tam. I'm going to go without tam, I'm foregoing my tam. And I'm going to do a gadol avir adashvab to be Mesiras Nefesh on behalf of the Adam. So to that eitz goifer, that it wasn't an eitz tam, it was an eitz she'enai tam. Noach went into that eitz to show that the reason why he has the protection was because of Mesiras Nefesh from the eitz. That's his Yom Kippur. That eitz. That was the protection of Noach, because that was what protected Noach going back to its shayrish. Dr. Rav. Before we get back to the after of, let's just conclude this idea. We pointed out, why is it that Noach needed a Teva? Why didn't he just go to Eretz Yisrael? So, perhaps based on this, we can explain that the reason why Noach had to go into the Teva, he wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael, was because in order to go into Eretz Yisrael, you need to be in a higher darga. The Zohar HaKadosh, it criticizes Noach that he wasn't mispal on his dar. That he wasn't Meisr Nefesh for his generation. For the Aretz, he was Meisr Nefesh. But for the people of his time, he wasn't Meisr Nefesh. He didn't daven for them. But the opposite is true about Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu, he was Meisr Nefesh. And he davened even for Anshei Stein. So what we see from here is a very stark difference between Avram and Noach. Avram was Meisr Nefesh for the people. Noach was Meisr Nefesh for the Adama. But Avram is in a higher daiga. Like Rashi says, according to one understanding of Tamim Hayav Adayresiv, had he been in the door of Avram, Noach wouldn't have been Klum. Why not? The reason why is because Avram Avinu, by being Meisr Nefesh for the door, he acted like the Afar Adama. Tashi Aretz Desha, Avram Avinu, he resembled that. He was Meisr Nefesh, and he said, when he said Anecha Afar Eifer, what he meant to say by that was, don't punish Anshei Shtoim, punish me instead. I'll take the blow of Anshei Shtoim. And that we could see from the fact that Avram says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'anoichi, Afar Va'efer. I am like the Afar of the Adama. That in the same way that the Afar of the Adama said, I'll take the blow for Adam HaRishon. And the same way that the Aretz said, I'll take the blow for Noach, Avram said, I'll take the blow for Anshei Star. And that Afar, that Bechin of Afar, like we say every day in Davening, V'nafshi ka'afar lakot, yeah, let me be like Afar. That I give it myself, that people step on me in order to help others. Avram Avinu resembled the Aretz, he resembled an Afar, and that Bechin of Darga, that Darga of Afar, that's called the Afar of Eretz Yisrael. So Noach wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael, that although he was Meisr Nefesh for the Adama, he didn't act like the Adama. He didn't resemble the Adama to be Meisr Nefesh for the people of his generation, but Avram did. And that's why the very first Dibur that Hashem says to Avram, what we find in the Torah is, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayim Hashem el Avram, Lech Lecha mi'artzecha el Aretz Sha'arecha. You can go to Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is considered to be the place in the world where there's a holy Adama, there's a holy Afar. What's the Eretz of Eretz Yisrael? What's Makdish, the Eretz of Eretz Yisrael? It's the fact that there's a Nakuda of the Eretz, which was Moisir Nefesh for the Adam, that Chesed that the Adama did, that's the kibbutz of the Afar in Eretz Yisrael. And that's Marumas and what it says, V'chiper ad masai amai, that the Adama of Eretz Yisrael is Mechaper on B'nai Yisrael, going back to the very first time that the Gan Eden, which is really a Bechin of Eretz Yisrael, was Machaper and Adam HaRishon, which is like resembles Klal Yisrael. So that's why Noach wasn't able to go there, because he needed the Hatzalah of the Eretz of the Afar, because he didn't resemble the Afar. but he was Meiser Nefesh for it. That's true. So the After Rav says, this is the remez in that which the Pasuk says, and we mention it every day in Shacharis after we mention the Akedah. V'zacharti SBC Yaakov, v'zacharti SBC Yitzchak, v'af SBC Avram Eskar, v'ha'aretz Eskar. When you remember Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that we understand. What does it mean, v'ha'aretz Eskar? So the After Rav explains that I remember the Mesiris Nefesh of the Ofer, of what the Ofer did for the world. And that's called the Ofer of Eretz Yisrael. V'ha'aretz Eskar, that Aretz, the Eretz Yisrael, that Bechina that it was Meiser Nefesh, that I will never forget, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says. And that's something which we mention every single day in davening, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers that eternally. And he remembers the tzaddikim who are buried in the Ofer. That's what it means also, the schuz of being buried in the Ofer of Eretz Yisrael. A tzaddik who resembles the Ofer of Eretz Yisrael. But every Jew has it internally. That's the midah which we have inside of ourselves. But derech remez, we can say that it was through this sugya, it was through this parsha of Noach that we see that the inyan of Ha'aretz Ezkar reveals itself, not just by Adam HaRishon, but in the parsha of Noach as well, v'tishachis ha'aretz, that he took out his wrath and his fury on the Aretz in order that Noach should have a hatzalah. So we see that the continuation of mankind is due to this Ha'aretz Ezkar. So what the Echrem is, so Tadshe is Gematria, God of Avera Lishma, because it was, that pasuk opens up the whole sugya of God of Avera Lishma. That was the Godel of Eretz Yisrael, which allowed Adam to continue. So that's, and even the After Rav mentioned, the Godel of Eretz Yisrael, that was the dark of the Aretz. So that's why Tadshe is Gematria Godel of Eretz Yisrael. And Noyach B'miluoy, if you're Mamali Noyach and you spell it out B'miluoy, it's Gematria Ha'aretz Ezgar. The Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Aretz, because that's really a very interesting, beautiful Nekuda which comes out of this whole Sugya of Venafshi Karfa Lakotia, then a person who makes himself like the Aretz, he resembles Avram Avinu, and such a person has a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Just a couple more points to add, which were forgotten. We had mentioned that Yom Kippur, is the shayrish of the teva, and really every Yom Kippur is rooted in Yovel, because the mitzvah of Yovel is to blow shofar on Yom Kippur, and what happens is that the avadim are set free, and the aretz is set free. The Torah says, "Krosim dror la aretz." There's a dror to the aretz. And really this goes back to the Shairish of the Chait, that the Chait of Rosh Hashanah took place in the Aretz, and Yom Kippur is a kapara for that, so that means that the kapara goes into the Aretz. That's what the Torah says, Ujur Ha'aretz, that the kapara of Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur is rooted in the Dror La'aretz, the freedom of the Aretz. This really explains also why it is that the Avadim go free, and the land goes back to the owner. That's called the Dror La'aretz. But of course, the Avadim are Hokish La'karkos. The Gemara says that an Eved is like the Aretz. So, Memeila, the Inyan of Yom Kippur in the Teva, which is rooted in Yovel, goes into the whole Inyan, into the Sugya of Kapara at the Shayrish, which is the Aretz. My Rebbe says a very nice remez that it took 120 years to build the Teva. And of course, it ties into the 120 years of Moshe, as the Gemara says, "Bishagam Hubasa," that there's a remez to Moshe by the Mabul. But if you take 6,000 years and you divide it by 50, which is Yovel, it turns out that there are 120 years, 120 Yovlos over the course of 6,000 years. And it's with this 120 years, which Noach built the Teva, he built them with those Yovel years. So that means that the Teva itself is a Metzias of Yovel, which would explain why the Zohar says that the Teva is an Inyan of Yom Kippur. Just Agav, since the Teva is what frees the Avadim, that's what the Yovel is, the Yovel frees the Avadim, and immediately the Teva is that Bechina of Yovel, that would explain why Noach cursed Cham with Avdos. Because really the reason why Cham was cursed was because of what he did to Noach in the Teva. And because he violated the inyan of the Teva, which is a bechin of Yovel, so that's why Noach cursed Cham with Avdus, which is that he reverted him back to the inyan of the Aretz. And since he didn't have a kapara from the Aretz, that's why he gave him a din of Avdus, and that Avdus is an inyan of Aretz, like the Gemara says, that an Eved is hokesh l'karkas, and it says, you'll be an Eved la'olam, that even though we on Yovel, an Eved Ivi is able to go free, but when it comes to an Eved like this, which is an Eved Knani, so that's he was, since he was playing him in the Indian of Yovel, that's why he's an Eved forever. Also, with this, we can explain something which we say also on every day in Tachanun. Every day in Tachanun, we conclude by saying, "Ki hu yad yitzreinu Hashem, you know our yetzer hara, you understand us. Zachar ki afar anachna, remember that we're afar." Means to say that you know our yetzer hara, you know the mistakes which we've made, but remember that we're afar. Means to say, remember that we're afar. Remember the afar from which we come from. That the reason why we're chayte is because of the afar from which we come from. And that's in Tachanun, and happens to be that Tachanun is the oisiyos noyach. Noyach is in there, and it's also the gematria of Ha'aretz Ezkor. Tachanun is also gematria of Ha'aretz Ezkor, because that's that inyan of zachar ki afar nachna. We recall that every single day, that kapar. That's just an agav orchid to help better understand this again. Okay, shkoyach.